This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are some virus hotspots popping up in New York City, as you probably heard. Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to shut down schools and restaurants and non-essential businesses in those zip codes. The governor of New York, though, said you can shut some of them down, just not as much as you want. They will talk their way through that, I suppose. But we are going to talk about a New York City institution that never opened back up in the first place. Broadway shut down in mid-March and is closed until at least early January next year. So we have gotten Eva Price back on the phone. She's the Tony Award-winning producer behind the revival of Oklahoma and a bunch of other things as well. Eva, it's really good to talk to you again.
It's been a year since we first met,
Kai, I
think about you often.
I was thinking the other day it's going to be a while before I get back to New York City. all right, so look, what are you doing with yourself since you can't actually be producing stuff right now?
I and everyone in my industry is busier than ever. It's really crazy. I know. There's just a lot to do. People are finding ways to create right now. You've got, you know, performers writing and releasing their first albums. Costume shops are making PPE. You know, stagehands are building houses. I'm creating other ways of telling stories through other mediums for theater. And I'm still producing my big Broadway musical. It's just taken a few minutes until we get back on Broadway.
Let's get the plug in here, right? It's Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette stuff. And it had, it like just opened when things shut down, or you guys were just getting going, right?
We opened December 5th, yeah. And things shut down March 12th. Yeah. We were 3 months in, and we have a group of really active and, you know, engaged artists who are taking this campaign season very seriously. They're getting out the vote. You know, we're keeping busy with that. And I did the predictable thing, and I even started a podcast.
Well, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Let's talk about actually the whole campaign season, and not the politics of it, but economic relief for Broadway and the performing arts. You are working on that hard too, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'm part of the executive committee at the Broadway League, which is our trade association. They're working really hard. Mm-hmm. They're in touch with all our government officials, and, you know, we're part of the Heroes Act. So, you know, the Save Our Stages bill is now a thing that we're working hard to try and make happen as a reality.
How hopeful are you? I mean, you know, you follow the negotiation news as closely as anybody, I'm sure, and they're like barely talking on the phone, Pelosi and Mnuchin.
I'm not hopeful of anything, Kai. Yeah. I'm an optimistic person who sees the positivity and the glasses full. And today I'm sitting here, you know, jingling my ice. My glass is so empty. Mm-hmm. It's rough out there. It's hard to stay hopeful of all the things that we need to get live theater back. Broadway was the first to shut. Yeah. We'll be the last to come back. And I'm hopeful that support can come from our leaders. I mean, Broadway is the beating heart of New York City. The city is the beating heart of America. And to not have live entertainment, it's hard to understand how this country will feel normal and feel alive again.
I'm not going to ask you to prognosticate on when that might be, because it is, of course, unknowable. I am curious, though, as to what kind of planning you're doing, because at some point you're going to get some indicators and then the governor's going to say go, and you're going to want to be ready.
Absolutely. You know, I'm worried right now and working right now to keeping the mental health of my company strong and intact. I'm bringing opportunities for them outside of the live theater space. These are people who are like Olympic athletes. They were rearing and ready and going every night. So I'm working on that and preparing for the moment we are ready to go by making sure that everyone's head is and heart is in the game and ready to do it. And that's the thing that I worry about each day, because I can't read a tea leaf and tell you when our day is. I just know that we can work hard to be prepared for when our day is.
Eva Price. She produces stuff on Broadway. Lots of good stuff. Eva, thanks
a
lot.
She did.
Well, you did, and you will again.
She will. She certainly will. Yeah. Thanks, Kai.
Talk to you
soon. It's great to talk to you.